I'll tell you what else the mainstream media and the world in general is upset about, and that's Tim Tebow. You know, you got Janice Daniels, the mayor of Troy, who takes a conservative family values position on gay marriage and says, no, it's between a man and a woman. And she's immediately lampooned in the media and by her own city council. And you've got Tim Tebow, who is he gets lampooned every Sunday by the sports commentators. They're doing their best. They're doing their best to make this about the way Tim Tebow plays football. But my goodness, the guy, what, 5-1? I don't know how things came out on Sunday. They won again. Okay, so the reality is this has got to be more than just about Tim Tebow's ability or not ability to play the game of football. And recently in USA Today, our friend Larry Taunton down. At the Fixed Point Foundation down there in Birmingham, wrote an op-ed piece for USA Today on Tim Tebow. And, of course, Larry Taunton is the guy behind the Look Up 316 movement, last year's Super Bowl ad that was denied by, I think, CBS. Wouldn't let it air because it was too controversial, I guess. And he's also the author of the new book, The Grace Effect. And he's on the other end of our phone line. And Larry, it's great to welcome you back here to the Paul Edwards program.
It's great to be with you, Paul.
Let's talk about Tim Tebow. I mean, there's a name. He's created a movement called Tebowing now. And even one of our own Lions players a couple of weeks ago, after he sacked an opposing quarterback, actually mocked Tim Tebow by taking a knee and pretending as if he were praying. What is your feeling about Tim Tebow and his very public prayer life?
Well, I'm glad you began with that little story. Let me put this question to your audience, to you even, Paul. What do you think the reaction of the media would be, even the NFL, if Tim Tebow had been Muslim and after a sack, a Detroit player had mocked his Muslim faith?
Mm. Yeah, it wouldn't be pretty, given the fact that Dearborn is 15 miles away from Ford Field.
Indeed. And the point simply being here that Christianity, it seems, is the only religion that it is politically correct to discriminate against. I don't know Tim Tebow personally. We've never met. I've not had any conversations with him. Like most of the media, I have judged based on what I see. And what I have seen, both from Tim Tebow as a player in the collegiate ranks and in the NFL, as a young man who is endeavoring to do good by everybody. He endeavors to give credit not just to God, but to his family, to his teammates, to his coaches. People speak ill about him, and he responds with a kind word. This is a young man that, given the state of professional sports, where we have all of these scandals, performance-enhancing drugs and dogfighting and DUI charges and so on and so forth, the media quite rightly laments. You would think that Tim Tebow would be someone that they would champion, and they would say, you know, here is just a fine young man, and we need more Tim Tebows. If only we had guys like Tim Tebow who, to use the buzz phrase, gave back to the community and is an individual who can really be a role model for children. Instead, it seems that Tim Tebow has drawn as much, if not more, vitriolic opposition than some of those who have gone and actually broken the law.
Yeah, the vitriol of the media and sports commentators, they may point out when the boy named Sue on the Detroit Lions plays the bad boy and does very stupid things like kicking a player when he's down. They may point that out, but I mean, it's almost as if that's the expectation of our superstar sports players, is to be a little bit on the edgy, a little bit on the dark side. And if you've got a guy like Tim Tebow who is none of that, then somehow he's not part of the club.
Well, yes, and I think, Paul, that this says something about our culture. Many have said to me, well, I mean, what about guys like Joe Gibbs and Tony Dungy and Reggie White and Tom Landry, and the list goes on and on, Kurt Warner, of individuals who are very public in their profession of faith. Well, I think what has happened is that our culture has moved on a notch. I don't know that Tim Tebow, perhaps doing these things even in the 1990s, would be getting the reaction that he's getting now. But in the post 9/11 era, there is no question that there is a much stronger, not anti-religious, but anti-Christian sentiment that is gaining some momentum in our culture. And hence the reason in our previous interview with you just a week or two ago, I had said to you that Christianity is treated increasingly like smoking. You can do it, but only in the designated areas. And Tim Tebow has come along, and he's had the nerve to be public about the fact that he has faith in Jesus Christ. But I think he's done so in a winsome and gentle way. But apparently that's not the way the media sees it.
Is the criticism of his skills as an NFL player warranted? I mean, we all sit from Sunday to Sunday and hear commentators criticize Tim Tebow for not being ready for prime time when it comes to an NFL career. Is that fair?
Well, I need to be clear on this point. I'm not a former NFL player or a professional analyst. I'm a fan like you, and I watch a lot of football. I'm a big Bama fan, and I tell you, I used to be a Tebow hater. You know, he was at Florida, and he broke the hearts of my Crimson Tide in a SEC championship game. But in all truthfulness, I'm not prepared to comment on whether or not he will or will not be a success in the NFL. I don't know, but we know this much. He's won five in a row, which they haven't done since John Elway was quarterback. And I guess the point that I wish to make in that article that was published in USA Today, indeed, it's in some sense a point that I'm trying to make in my book, The Grace Effect, is that Christianity is being driven from the public square. And it has seemed to me that the criticism of Tebow, much of it undoubtedly legitimate about his skills as a football player and raising questions about his ability to play the game, some of those questions are legitimate. His throwing motion isn't the type that they love, and the style of offense that he came out of isn't what they're used to. But if you listen carefully to much of the criticism, not all of it, there seems to be an added edge to it. It becomes a little personal. And I think Jake Plummer really let the cat out of the bag when doing an interview last week. He said he would like Tim Tebow a lot more if he would just shut up about his faith in Jesus Christ. And this is really what I'm trying to get at, not whether or not he is or isn't going to be a great success in the NFL.
Larry Taunton is my guest. He is the executive director of the Fixed Point Foundation. Fixed-point.org is the website for the Fixed Point Foundation. They are the organization behind the Look Up 316 ads that were rejected by last year's, was it CBS television that they're advertising people that rejected
Actually, it was Fox Sports.
Oh, Fox.
I would want to say this for Fox Sports. The people we dealt with at Fox Sports were professional, and I did not sense that they were anti-Christian bigots. What I sensed was that these were individuals who were trying to give the culture what they thought the culture wanted, and they thought they would avoid a controversy. And, of course, the result was it probably created a much greater one by rejecting it than if they had accepted it. But I guess we'll never know that. The ad went viral on the Internet, kind of the same way this Tebow article has.
Are you going to make another run at it in January with your ad? Are you going to try again for the Super Bowl?
Well, We would really like to. I heard from now NBC has this year's Super Bowl, and NBC has, in anticipation, of our submission, we submitted the ad to them, and where Fox Sports said it was a $3 million price tag, which admittedly we do not have. We do not have $1 million. We didn't have $500,000. But we did believe that if that ad had been accepted, that we might have been able to generate enough momentum around the country that people might be willing to get behind something like that to put the gospel in front of 100 million people. NBC is up the ante. They are saying they require $8 million in order to do it. Yeah. And I think what they're trying to do is they undoubtedly have looked to see that we can't possibly get anywhere near something like that. And so without an official rejection, they more or less sort of remove you that way. It will be interesting to see if they remove also some other customers, frankly.
In your USA Today piece that ran last week, you make the comparison between the bad boys of football, making I think a legitimate point about our own human nature. We don't want perfection in other people because, as you say, it makes us feel better about ourselves when we see the imperfections in others. But then you say, quote, Tebow, however, doesn't make us feel better about ourselves. People like him make us feel a little convicted about the things we say and do, so we find a reason to dislike them. What is it about the Tim Tebow testimony that has us all, even those of us that consider ourselves devoted followers of Jesus Christ, just a little bit on the cringe side about the public, very public expression of Tim Tebow's faith?
Well, that's a great question, Paul, and I think the answer is something like this. Tim Tebow's the guy who maybe accidentally shows up at somebody's keg party and they immediately wish he wasn't there. because he's not going to participate. He's not going to smoke a joint. He's not going to do that. And hence, you just don't want him there. And I think Christians, on the other hand, while there might be some Christians who cringe a bit, is many Christians, according to a Barna study, the average Christian has never shared their faith in Jesus Christ, ever. Hmm. Not that they've only done it once or twice. They've never done it. And a guy like Tebow, really, really puts a little pressure on believers who don't, because they... Believers, frankly, most of them want to gravitate to a kind of lifestyle evangelism. Well, I just personally believe that, I just live that way, and then I evangelize like that. Well, that's not what the gospel tells us to do. You deny me before men, I'll deny you before my Father. We're called in the Great Commission to preach the gospel, to proclaim it. And I think Tebow takes this very seriously. And so I think some Christians undoubtedly feel a little embarrassed because every time he does it, it causes them to remember the fact that they don't.
I'm assuming that that Fixed Point Foundation could kind of give us some encouragement along those lines. I mean, if our folks went to fixed-point.org and got connected with Fixed Point Foundation, would they find, number one, some encouragement in the area of sharing their faith and some practical ways that they can be engaged?
They really would, Paul. But I would say maybe the most practical tool we have, if I may say so, is just in the last couple of weeks, we have a book out entitled The Grace Effect. You and I discussed mm-hmm. it very recently, and it has gained a great deal of momentum. People are responding strongly to the story. It's a story. And if the reviews on Amazon are any indication, Christians have been greatly, greatly encouraged by this story and feel better equipped to share their faith in the public square. So I think that'd be a wonderful place to start, a wonderful Christmas gift. So you can just go to graceeffect.com, and from there you can go straight to our our website. That's GraceEffect, EFFECT.com.
Larry Taunton is the executive director of the Fixed Point Foundation down in Birmingham, Alabama. And again, his new book, The Grace Effect, How the Power of One Life Can Reverse the Corruption of Unbelief. And again, the website, www.graceeffect.com, and it'll be linked at godandculture.com a little bit later. And Larry, excellent work on this USA Today piece. I'm glad that your voice is out there in the mainstream media, calling attention to the very positive testimony that Tim Tebow's having, even in the wake of all the negative criticism that's coming his way.
Well, I really appreciate that, Paul, and pray for us and pray for Tim Tebow. Whether or not you're a Broncos fan or a Gators fan or even a football fan, here is a young man who is showing a great deal of courage in proclaiming his faith. And that deserves the admiration of every Christian. And I hope that that they will be encouraged by it. And really a larger question is this. Not why is Tim Tebow getting that criticism, but why aren't there more Christians out there getting criticism for this? So.
Excellent point. He is a role model for all of us in that regard. Again, the book, The Grace Effect, How the Power of One Life Can Reverse the Corruption of Unbelief. It's a number one pick of Town Hall magazine, and we encourage you to get the book. And I read the book, and of course, we talked to Larry just a few weeks ago about this book, and it is an excellent, excellent, moving story. We encourage you to get the book, The Grace Effect. Larry, it's always great talking to you. I look forward to doing it again soon.
Hey, delight to be with you, Paul. Listen, you have a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you and to your family as well. 20 minutes after the hour.